Stop. Don't move. So, you've come to Wrath. You want to feel dominated. You want to be demeaned. You desire for the control to be relinquished to another. To be my personal slut. Good girl. In this room, I am in control. Never forget that. Now, follow me. I always delight in the girls that come to my room. So eager for sexual release, yet so reserved in their means to obtain it. You are one of those good girls, aren't you, pet? You've come to be used and are prepared to beg for every ounce of pleasure, aren't you? I'm right, aren't I? Good girl. Remove your clothes. You won't be needing them for the remainder of your time here. I'll wait. And watch. There you are. Good. Well, don't you have a lovely little frame? Capable and limber, even I can see that. Just the right amount of muscle mixed with just the right amount of soft. I'm sure your flesh will be very responsive. You aren't going to blush now, are you? How cute. Sit. Now, before I have my way with you, I will fill you in on the way things work here. There are a few rules in this room, kitten, and you will follow them in any order I give you to the letter during your stay, without question. Rule 1, you will not speak unless asked. Rule 2, you will not seek any means of your own pleasure unless I have given you permission to do so. And Rule 3, you will do whatever I tell you to do when I tell you to. Hesitation and brattiness are not permitted under my hand. Understood? Good girl. See, we're going to get along just fine. Now, I want you to take your hand and cup that pretty little pussy of yours. But, remember the rules. No hesitation. That's right. Lean back a little now and run your fingers along that slit. Slow and sensual. Really think about every nerve ending, every soft inch of skin, every shiver of pleasure. Have you ever done so? Of course you don't consider it. You're always just trying to get it over with, huh? Well, we aren't going to do that today. Not right away, anyways. Close your eyes. Now spread that cunt open just a little. Expose it to my gaze. Just like that, kitten. Feel the cool air caress your heated folds. Feel how wet you're starting to get for me. Well, you can get wetter. We both know it. And I'm not going to reward you until you do. Save your pathetic modesty for another time. When you're with me, this room is about pleasure and control. Now spread those lips a little wider and slide your finger right along the inside of the outer lips. Slowly, feel that. The way the flesh is hot velvet under your fingertips. Can you feel your belly tightening? The rest of your skin growing flush? You want more, don't you? Of course you do. It feels good. And you're following orders. Being a good girl. Go ahead and make circles around that needy little clit. And mind that I said around. I didn't say to touch it. And I'll go see if I can't find us something to add to the intensity, Now, let's see. Have any preferences? Oh, kitten, you definitely come to the right fucking place.
Now don't you dare touch that clit or try to slip a finger into that tight pussy. You keep making circles, girl. Do not stop. Oh yes, whimper and whine for me. I love the sound of it.
So, no preferences, huh? Just simply ready to obey. Oh, you'll obey all right if you want your permission to come. And ooh, how I'm going to make you work for the right to come. Now, just what way to go about it? Perhaps the whip? No, a little too advanced. A cane? Have you ever been caned? How lovely. I suppose I could... Oh, wait a minute. Sometimes the old ways are the best ways.
Do you know how the riding crop came about?
Oh, a brazen moan, huh? You naughty girl. Does the sight of me holding a riding crop excite you? Intimidate you a little? Well, I won't bore you too much with the history, but I must say that it's a turn of this 20th century development that I myself am rather fond of. Centuries before, it was originally for animals and slaves, of course. The whip during those times with its long rope-like lash was used to keep them in line. Sometimes the crack of its leather, enough of a motivator. But sometimes fleshy contact was necessary. Over time, there were many variations to the whip. The length of the lash and make of the rod, the materials used. The crop, though, feel it soft leather as I run it up your arm. It's almost an unassuming thing, isn't it? Horses were trained to respond to its gentle taps, and even just its simple rusting against their horse flesh. Sliding it across your chest, one shoulder to the other. Don't you want to respond for me? You may now touch your clit.
Such a good girl.
The English had it right, I think. Not only does the riding crop originally call the hunting whip, old fox hunts, you know. Well, not only does it look sophisticated. Oh my, look at your belly quiver as the little leather loop snakes its way downward. Do you like the way it feels as I run it up and down along your thigh? Such a fox under my hunter's eye, indeed. And how does that twat feel? Are you learning to appreciate every circle I'm permitting you to have, girl? Go ahead, ask me to allow you to rub more vigorously. Yes, you would like to? It would feel good, wouldn't it? Ask me again. The way you beg, pet. Very well. You may add some pressure to that little pleasure button. I want you to make it intense for yourself, but don't overdo. Remember, you don't get to come without my permission. Do you know why the crop became favored by any good horseman? Balance. At high speeds, balance can be hard to maintain. With a crop, all the master need to do is flick their wrist just right and the subordinate adheres to their command. Did you like that, pet? Look at the little mark it left behind. Would you like another? Ask for another. Good girl. Say thank you. Oof, such a lovely little pliable creature. How have you not yet been snatched up by a fitting master? Pity. Well, their loss is our gain, is it not? I'm sure you've noticed I've got a collar or two hanging with the rest of my toys. You keep eyeing them and I may just have to fit you with one. Actually, you keep visiting me and being such a good girl, and I will just claim you for myself. Now please me again and ask for another. Beg for another. Oh, such a good girl. My, look at your thigh kitten, pink with my marks and glistening with your wetness. Oof, so sexy to see my marks there. Do you like them? Me too. In fact, I think I shall reward your obedience. Let me just remove this jacket. I find your eager consent to my whims has made my body somewhat feverish, not to mention very aroused. I bet you've been wondering what I've been hiding under this coat. Well, there. Look now. That's right. I like to hide this toy till I'm ready to use it. As you can see, I've got a very enticing and erect-looking strap-on. Now, how about we just change positions for you? Let's get you on your hands and knees. Come now. There you go. Aren't you a pretty picture for me? A little wanton minx on all fours, spread and dripping. I'm sorry. Did I tell you to stop rubbing that clit? Get to it. There's a good girl, quick to get back on my good side. Doesn't it set you on fire looking back at me? Seeing me stand behind you with toy in hand? Eyeing you so primally. I've got much need, kitten. You will answer for it. That's right, kitten. Whimper and moan for me. Plead for me. I said plead for it. Plead for me to use your body in whatever way I see fit. There you go. What if I told you I need to slip this inside of you and hear you moan? I need you writhing and sweaty and spent. Does that sound good? Does that sound like something you want to? You want it so badly, don't you? If I just take this toy, press it against that cunt. Just tease you up and down. Oh, God, I know how that feels. I've been there, kitten. You want me to press inside of you, don't you? Beg me. Oh, God, please beg me. Oh, yeah. Just like that.
You sound so good when you beg. Oh, gosh, your pussy is scorching pen.
You've practically already soaked my toy and I'm not even inside of you. Wait. You've practically soaked my little toy cock and I'm not even inside of you. And you know what? I don't have to be inside of you to make you come. We know that, don't we? Because you're a good girl and you're gonna come without it. I'm not giving it to you. Not this time. You keep rubbing yourself, and I'm going to allow you to press back into my toy cock and grind it. There you go. More, you little needy minx. I really want you to go at that cunt. If you want to come, you best start acting like it. There you go. And you know what? I'm going to grab your hips, and I'm just going to slightly bump against that needy hole. No, I'm not going to go inside it. Maybe next time I'll let you feel it slide in. Maybe not. Depends on how well you obey me tonight. That's it. Oh, match the pace of my grinding. Oh, you're such a good girl. So pliable. You know I'm not going to give you what you want. So you're going to take what I do give you and use it. Right? Yeah. Good girl. Rub that cup. cunt. Oh, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna grab you low. I'm gonna reach underneath you and grab that belly and pull you against me even more. Oh, you know what I'm gonna do? I think I'm gonna bite your shoulder while I'm down here. Yeah? You want more of my marks, don't you? That's right, I knew you'd like that. You are such a naughty little girl slut, aren't you? No, go on, you can tell me. Tell me what a dirty little whore you are. Tell me how much you like being my slut. Oh yeah, I love hearing it. It's music to my ears, kitten. Fucking grinding away at my toy cock. Mm-hmm. Yeah, doing it like a little kitten in heat. Do you like obeying me, pet? Do you like to be mastered by me? I bet. I bet you would love to be collared, wouldn't you? My own little personal whore. Good girl. Oh, you're getting so close, aren't you, pet? You're grinding against me. Whimpering, panting. God, you look gorgeous. Your skin is so flushed, so hot, and you're sweating. Oh, you better get close. You better get there for me. You know I won't abide by it if you don't. Yeah, you're right there, aren't you? Remember, you have to ask, so ask me, slut. Ask me for your right to come. Again, that's it. Again, beg for it, girl. Tell me how much you want to come for Mistress Wrath. Fuck yes, good girl, come for me. Come for me. Now, pet, come for me. Be a good girl. Please me and come for me right now. Oh. Oh, good girl. Just pet that beautiful face of yours and your body. See, didn't I tell you we were gonna get along famously when you obey? Yes, nuzzle into my hand while I stroke your face. That's a good girl. Such a good girl. You have pleased me, kitten. And I meant what I said, pet. I have a collar if you've got the neck. But keep coming back to me and I won't be giving you the choice. Just remember, regardless of any collar, I'm in control of this room. And when you're in this room, you belong to me. Good girl indeed.